Aunt Sophie had a green thumb. You've probably heard of people who had green thumbs before, but Aunt Sophie really had one on her left hand. She wore gloves when she went out. At home, she just let it show, and the flowers loved it. She used to say the flowers loved her. She loved the flowers. She spent at least half her life in the potting shed, just potting, potting, potting. She had maybe a million African violets. Those were her favorites, African violets. The fateful day that we are about to document was the day that the newest, the rarest, the grandest African violet of them all arrived at Aunt Sophie.
Just a minute. Yes? Oh, my African violet. Come in, come in. I was out in the potting shed. Oh, I see you might well do with a new pot. Yes, well, I'll bet you'd like to spread your roots now, wouldn't you? You just sit down here and I'll bend over and find you a knife. Oh, I beg your pardon. You are fresh. Just sit down here and I'll... You want to hold my hand? How sweet. I have a green thumb, you know. You like green thumbs. You like my arm, too, do you? How nice. You are friendly, aren't you? But you're going a little bit too...
So much for Aunt Sophie. No, so much for Aunt Sophie. Because Aunt Sophie, not completely realizing what had happened, continued to putter around the potting shed. Potting this and that, whatever was within reach. Occasionally, a neighbor would call.
Oh, my. Well, Sophie. You must be the new African violet. How exciting. What soft furry petals you have. What large purple flowers you have. What? Put me down. Put me. Don't put me in that pot. No!
Perhaps it was best the African violet had eaten Aunt Sophie first. For now, influenced by the stronger Christian mind of Aunt Sophie, the heathen plant ate not one more friendly soul. Instead, it potted them.